Yes, it is that time of the day where we talk to our Woman Crush Wednesday. Your home should tell your story. And today's Woman Crush Wednesday's guest has made it her mission to help South Africans and Africans in totality really do exactly that. I'm joined by Jermaine Jacob. She's the founder of Spaces, a proudly South African homeware brand celebrating African craftsmanship as well as intentional living and beautiful spaces. Welcome, welcome, Jermaine.
Thank you, Carol. What an intro.
Yeah.
I'll take it, though.
Yeah, you got to take it. You got to take it. I love, love, love your story.
Thank you for having me and thank you for inviting me to your space.
Thank you for creating Spaces. And I think many of us want to know the story. I mean, you created Spaces 7 years ago and you created it after getting a retrenchment letter. Can you talk us through that whole, like, you know, most people, when they get that letter, it's like the end. Like, okay, this is my life and this is my story. A lot of people do not see beyond that as a door that's possibly opening for a new opportunity and maybe something tangible.
So definitely, as a South African, losing your job, there is no time or there's no right time to lose your job, especially as a South African. It was probably the lowest point of my working career. And the funny thing is that the organization that I work for, like, we knew that it was happening a year before. So in my mind, I had accepted that
it's coming.
It would be coming, and I was like, I was okay with that. I had also started my business on the side, and I was okay with being retrenched because then that would give me a bit of a runway financially in terms of, you know, figuring out my next move, whether I go back into corporate or I start something or I continue with what I've started. But then on the flip side of that, the thought was also that if I were to keep my corporate job, I could start my business at my own pace, learn as I go. There was no added pressure for a business to be profitable off the bat. And I really wanted to experience, like, enjoying that part of the process. But obviously I was retrenched.
Yeah.
And I remember this day because it was close to Christmas.
Oh, no.
And they had rented a space close to Gateway. So it was, there were decorations everywhere. I was losing my job. It was probably, I didn't anticipate feeling all of the rejection. I'm also the type of person that even though I may not be in my dream job.
Right.
I will still do my best. I was great at my job. So it was still a feeling of being rejected. And all while this is happening, it was obviously getting closer and closer to Christmas. So the flip side, though, is that it really forced me in a situation where I had to face myself and ask the hard questions because I knew that I needed to make a change. But I think if I hadn't lost my job, I would probably have, that change would have probably come much later. I would have probably not faced it at that point. So it was like an inflection point of deciding, okay, well, what is it that you really want? I think that, and I feel like I can attest to this now, when you start a business, it feels like one long therapy session. It's the fastest way to get to know the real you. Like, what is it that you really want? How far you're willing to go for it, what your capabilities are, how long you're able to sacrifice. It's like, it really gets to the bare bones of who you are. And I feel like, yeah, by losing my job really opened up that conversation.
That conversation, which now has led to Spaces. You did say you started it whilst you're working, but then, you know, the whole retrenchment happened and you had to now expedite this thing to work out. Spaces is 7 years old. Talk to us about Spaces and what exactly you offer as Spaces.
Okay, so just for some context, I've always been into interiors design. It's something that I've been, it's always been a side passion project of mine. When I discovered Mud Cloth, this was probably about 2018, so like about 8 years ago, I have always been attracted to homeware that is, tells a story, that is unique, that is different, and this really ticked all the boxes for me. And when I found that it originates from Mali, which is obviously in West Africa, I loved the story behind that, where they produce this cloth in a cotton textile and all the prints are painted on. They are painted on using this fermented mud material that is made up of things like tree leaves and tree bark. And they basically paint on the fabric. So I love the story of that. At the time when I discovered this textile, I was about to order it in from an international website.
Right.
And I was like, hell no, there's absolutely no way this is coming back to Africa.
Yes.
And I convinced myself that I could find this product locally. And obviously back then I was Googling, making calls and just not finding an end product.
Right.
I did eventually phone a bunch of wholesalers and someone agreed to send me a piece of textile. And when it arrived, I was like, immediately, this needs to be shared. Why are we not talking about it? Why is it not available? Why couldn't I find it? And I think I didn't at the time see the white space, but I just wanted to share this piece of textile and I felt like there should be products made around it.
Mm.
And I think that's sort of where the idea came about. And just in terms of a deeper meaning is that I really feel that as South Africans and as Africans, we don't celebrate ourselves enough and what we have to offer. And whenever I think of typical African design, I'm generalizing here, but I'm always reminded of a hotel curio shop
that
portrays African design to tourists as loud and bold and colorful. And yes, we are those things. But we are also understated and refined and minimal and chic. We can be those things too.
Right.
And that's always been the story that we've been trying to tell, that we don't necessarily need to look to Western cultures for that inspiration.
Correct.
And that's always been the North Star and the core of why the business started.
Yes.
It was also for me, I'd been trying to get into the industry for as long as possible and I couldn't see a way of how to inject myself into the industry, and this was a way for me to start that ball rolling.
Right. Now, tell me, Spaces is, as you mentioned, it's home decor. You've made it from passion, from the love of Africa and the African resources that we have. For someone who wants to get a hold of Spaces, for example, and they want to engage with your product, maybe buy it for their house. I know you are available at certain boutique hotels. How do people get in touch with your products and get a hold of your products?
So we are a strictly online business.
Yes.
You would go to spaces.net. Either you can also reach out on our Instagram, which is @shop_spaces.
Yeah.
And then we are available in boutique stores and hotels, probably across more the Western Cape and then parts of the Eastern Cape as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. What has been the proudest moment for Spaces over these past 7 years? Is it being in a particular, getting your first wholesale customer? What has been your proudest moment just looking back at this brand you've created?
I think the feeling of when you see your products in their forever homes never gets old.
Yeah.
We've recently expanded, or I've been trying to expand our footprint to trade. So whenever I see products in a commercial space, it's always something that I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the direction of the store, of where we want to grow into.
Yeah.
My dream is probably to see our products in an international space, in an international hotel space.
I love that. I mean, I'm looking at some of your cushions, for example, that come from this mud cloth that you speak about from Mali. Absolutely sensationally beautiful. Beautiful. Now, you wear many hats. You're an entrepreneurial wife. You're a mom. You're all about wellness. You speak a lot about how having a supportive husband has helped you be the woman that you are. I mean, hubby is here, Rory, taking videos and doing the whole thing. Talk to us about how important support is for, you know, a woman in business.
I was very lucky to marry my best friend.
Mm.
And I think we see each other as individuals before. Obviously, we see each other as a couple in a relationship, but really as individuals with also, that have dreams and hopes individually. And I call this time in the sun. So Rory is also a business owner. And when he started, that was his time in the sun.
Mm.
And I had supported him then. And he obviously was around for my journey to start Spaces and all the ups and downs and supported me for my time in the sun.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Talking about time in the sun, there's no sun right now, but there's someone now who's listening to your conversation and saying, I've just been retrenched, or I'm going through this process. Or I've been unemployed for all this time. I cannot see the light. I cannot see opportunity. How do you help someone just give advice to see the light and to look for the opportunity?
Okay. When I would say years ago, I was the person listening to this conversation, and this is probably the question that I was looking forward to. And the most common answer was always to just start. And I always felt like, okay, but what does that actually mean? Because that doesn't really help me practically. But now I can say is, I think what the sentiment is that start small with what you have available to you. And I think what I've learned from spaces also is that it doesn't, you don't need something for something to come to an end for you to start something new. Having a corporate job and starting something on the side, I mean, I started my business with 2,000 rand. I used to literally put money into a business account from my salary. Things are possible if you look at them in the small incremental ways that you can make changes, to really identify what that is for you, whether you are trying to start that business, surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded. I would say start there.
Start there. Well, those are the words of Jermaine Jacobs, founder and owner of Spaces. You can find Spaces on spaces.net. The most amazing cushions. I'm a cushion girl, so I'm like looking here. I'm like, ah, we need new cushions. And of course, other items that you can find in their ceramics, etc. Thank you so much, Jermaine, for your time. Thank you, Rory, for coming along with Wifey this morning. We appreciate it. Thank you again, Jermaine, for
chatting to us. Thank you so much, Carol.
I appreciate it.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 to 12 p.m. East Coast Radio.